we started at like 9 o'clock at night, East Coast time, and by the time we finished, it was 11 o'clock. The discussion ranged everything from player safety in on the travel in the planes, hotels, sitting in the stadiums on Sunday morning, to you know, the respect of the victims and the victims' families, and that we should just cancel it. Some of us felt we should cancel it in remembrance of those people. Other teams felt like, well, we should play it to get the country's mind off of it. And I think, you know, the guys that had the probably the most important thing to say were the guys that were directly involved, which was the New York Jets, the Giants, and the Redskins. And, you know, Michael Strahan was on there saying, you know, look, my house overlooks the city, and I wake up every morning looking at this. And my point was, you know, I live in neighborhoods, and our team, the Jets, live in these neighborhoods where a lot of these victims are from. And just two blocks from us, there's five family members. Like, there's five men just in two blocks radius from where I'm at that are still missing. And so to try to explain that to guys that aren't close to the situation, it's hard for them to understand. And so it went back and forth. And the biggest issue from the guys that weren't close to this situation was the safety issue, security at the stadiums, and things like that. And then on top of that, it was the other concerns of, you know, how would the NFL be viewed? What would the image of the NFL be if we went ahead and played? If we not played, how would people view that? And, you know, I mean, the NFL is a big force, and obviously the union is concerned about the players, the image of the NFL also, because it reflects on the players directly. And so we just talked about all those things, the scenarios of what ifs, and what's the possibility if the NFL says we have to play, there's a good chance that the Jets and the Giants will refuse to play. And what would be the repercussions of that?
Was it a heated meeting?
No, you know what? It really was not a heat. I mean, they had to have been 40 guys on the conference call, and it was respectful. It wasn't heated in one way or another. When people objected to somebody else's views or comments, you know, it was an objection of, well, I don't see it that way, but I respect the way you feel, and I respect the way your locker room feels about the situation and things like that. But everybody was trying to come to a common ground on what we as a whole, the majority, thought we should do. And in the end, we took a vote, a roll call vote. It'd call out the team. The representative that was on the phone for that team would just cast a ballot of yes or no. And it ended up being that the majority of the teams voted no, that they thought we shouldn't play for various different reasons. Some teams had different concerns than others, and again, those concerns range from security issues to respect out of the victims and remembrance of what happened and things like that.
The Colts player representative Ken Dilger said most of the votes to play came from West Coast teams, and he broke it down as follows. 17 said not to play, 10 said yes to play, and then there were a couple of votes that abstained.
Yeah.
Would you characterize the vote like that, that it was teams removed from the East Coast area?
Yeah, not necessarily, because, you know, the votes were exactly as he said. What teams voted for what, I don't want to say, but I'm looking at the way the votes went now. There was a couple of teams that were here on the West Coast, on the East Coast, that voted yes that we should play. You know, not here in the Northeast area. I can tell you that the New York teams and New England team voted not to play. And I would say that has a lot to do with, because we're the ones closest to the situation. Baltimore, you know, was there, and the Redskins. And so all the teams right up in this area voted not to play. There are some teams along the Eastern Seaboard that voted that we should play. Then there are teams on the West Coast that felt that we shouldn't play for whatever reasons. San Diego didn't vote, and the reason why they didn't vote was because this week was their bye week anyways, so it really wouldn't have made a difference to them as far as to play or not to play. The two teams weren't available that did not cast a vote, and then so the 17 teams that were left how it ended up. You know, the 20 teams that were there ended up 17 no votes and 10 yes votes.